This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Is man's will stronger than God's will? Friend, humans are God's creation. He can do with us as He chooses. And in that sense, our will, that is our desire, our resolve, is not stronger than God's will. We're nothing. We're insignificant in comparison to God. He is the potter. We are the clay. On the other hand, God has given man a will, that is a freedom of choice. We can do as we choose, whether that be good or evil. The fact that God gave commandment to Adam and Eve to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil makes it clear that man had the choice to eat of it or not eat of it. Well, they ate of it, and they violated God's will. All the exhortations for man to do good and right shows that man has a will of his own. God's will, His desire, is that all men be saved from their sins. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4, we read, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." The Bible is God's will for man and was given for our benefit. We read in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. But each must exercise their own will in order to comply with God's will. That's the freedom God has given each and every person. Sadly, the vast majority of people choose not to follow God. God pleads with us to enter in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Most people follow their own will. They follow the wide and broad way that leads to eternal destruction. Now the question is, are you among that number? You don't have to be. God doesn't force men to do His will, not now at least, not in this life. But every man will be forced to do God's will at the judgment day. In the great judgment scene of Matthew 25, beginning in verse 30, we read, "And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats." It's only those who follow God's will that'll be saved. Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Friend, we'd like to see you do the will of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.